006, the fourth shir in Parakei Shara Kniya. We're in the middle of the fifth, towards the end really, in the middle of the, on page Resh Beis, the Chagavodis is going through things to contemplate and to think about in order to develop Kniya. So he's up to the fifth thing, and the fifth thing is to think about Hashem. So this sounds funny to us, but the truth is that I would venture to say that if we would ask everybody in this room to honestly say when the last time they thought about Hashem was, his godless, his romulus. So the truth is, we could be Michael me if I'm wrong, but we don't really. You know, we have childish hasogas that Hashem is Hashem Echad, and Hashem is omnipotent and omniscient, and that's all. And that's all we don't think. But to really feel like the Yiras Hashem, the way the Rambam says, maybe the Ahava, but the Yira, to think how great Hashem is, how perfect He is, how holy He is. So, and it's hard because our mind really doesn't really grasp it. But you see in this Chavis Halvados, in this paragraph, that he mamish takes you by the hand, and he wants you to develop kniya, which he happens to hold the primary kniya is legabe Hashem. But he wants you to develop it. He wants you to think about how perfect Hashem is, it's very hard to find a description. But he wants you to be somehow be Metzayer, the greatness and godless and holiness and godless, we say, Akel HaGodl, HaGibor, VaHanora, to the degree that will feel Kniya. So you'll say, how am I supposed to think about it if my mind doesn't even grasp it? So the answer is, you'll think about it until you develop Kniya, until you feel puny. And the Chavis Halvados takes you by the hand, and he says, try to imagine the Tanom and Amoiroim, the Tanom and Amoiroim, that if they would look at someone crossly, or in anger, holding that he did something inappropriate or wrong, they had that power. So you were afraid of them. And we've all experienced this, I think. Most of us have experienced it to some degree when we're in the presence of an Odom Gadol. Like, you're sort of afraid to sneeze, or you're afraid to move. And that's without the, you know, you just have that feeling of awe. And, there's a bit of zeal. So yes, Tanon, Rabbi Shimon Yochai, Rabbi Yechlan, those were the Nosan Einabov, Nasal Gal Shalat Samos is said about Rabbi Yechlan and Rabbi Shimon Yochai. Then he has Yonis Ibn Uziel, Koloi Shoy, so you have that level. Now, they looked at, on a higher level than Tanom and Amoiroim, were Nevi'im. Right? So when they looked at Nevi'im, they saw perfection. They saw someone that was able to commune with Hashem, communicate with Hashem in Olamos Haruchniyim. Like really perceive things and hear perhaps Hashem speak to him or perceive Malachim, like Nevi'im. So yeah, and then when the Nevi'im would face Malachim, so they would collapse in awe, in fear. K'moshenemar b'Daniel, v'Yecheskel, v'Yoshua, v'Rabim k'mosom, when they saw Malach Hashem Tzfakos, they would quake. They quaked, and that's already. Then it wants us to think about the Malachim's relationship to Hashem, because each Madrega thinks of the higher Madrega as perfection, total perfection. But then you realize that the Malachim stand in awe of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Malachim Kerim and Mishtachim, they feel Kaniya as perfect and as holy and as overwhelming as a malach would be, and try to imagine that because of, and he gives you the steps, but you have to think about it. You don't even know how to think about it. So, and then, Ka'amru Tzvah Shemayim L'cham Ishtachavim. So it's a very innocuous pasuk. I was preparing the Chodesh Olavos. We say it in davening, in Vayivarech David. So Tzvah Shemayim L'cham Ishtachavim. So it's such an innocuous pasuk. It doesn't really even mean anything to us. Yeah, sure. But the Chayyim Olavos sees in it an expression that, wow, like I should think about Tzva Hashemayim and Malachim and how perfect they are and how awesome they are. And I can't even contemplate a Malach, right? And L'chol Mishtachavim, they are in Kniya towards Hashem. So, you know, I imagine everyone who's here now listening to me is bored because, yeah, Hashem is the Hashem. Like, but the Chavir Lovos wants you to think about it. He wants you to feel it. So you're going to feel it. You know, it says Aryeh Shoag Milo Yira. He could have started from there. He didn't have to start from the Tanam and Amayroim. He could have, if you ever heard a lion roar, you quake, you tremble. So he could have started from there and moved his way up. Tahola means he sees imperfection. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees imperfection in the Malachim and it can move on. If they can't be as perfect as Hashem, only Hashem is perfect. So the Malachim have imperfections. We have no way of even perceiving imperfections in a malach. The Omer v'heicholo kulo Omer kavod. The malachim are paying respect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Omer v'koro zolze v'yomar kadosh, kadosh, kadosh. But if you move up the steps, you blow your mind by trying to contemplate the kedusha of a malach, because you have to contemplate the kedusha of a navi, because you have to contemplate the kedusha of a tana. So till now he talked about, so you should do this. He wants you to do this. He wants you to take a walk. Maybe we should try it one day. Instead of having the Walkman on, or the Discman, whatever it's called, whatever it is, an MP3 player, except if you're listening to my shiurim, of course. But instead of listening, because we want to always be surrounded by noise, because it's, we grew up at Sesame Street, so it's very hard to think. You want to think, like it takes an effort to think. But if you just walk in the street and think, so you know, try to imagine, try to go through the steps the Chayyim Olavos suggests, and you have to picture it. You have to picture how you feel when you, like I said, with a lion roaring. You have to picture how you would react. Well, think how you felt when you were in the presence of an Adam Gadol, and then imagine how that person would feel in the presence of Kiveger, and think how that Kiveger would feel in the presence of a Marsha, right? And you realize that each time it's multiplied, and then you can start feeling the puniness towards Hashem. Now he launches into the same thing, but he's not in the world of Ruchnius anymore. He wants you just to think of the world of Gashmius. If you ever been, let's say people go to the Grand Canyon, or they see like oceans, right? You really, when you see these places, like the Alps, I don't know, you know, the mountains, or even an ocean, like you really do have a sense of awe. You really feel small and insignificant if you go to these really places where you're facing nature and you're facing like special creations of nature. even like a marvelous mountain, you really feel small. So Chaim Zolotis wants you to use that also. Even in the physical world, he wants you to have somewhat of a tzir of what Hashem, of how great Hashem is. You know, we say, HaGodol, V'mesh nirulis achleinu mitzad ruach. Just look at what he created, Goy HaShemesh. So how big is the Shemesh? I don't know, it's like huge. I don't know the statistics, but it's a huge fireball, and it's not the only Shemesh that exists, right? You gotta go take a telescope. Do they have a planetarium in Israel? It's not they do. You gotta go see how many suns there are. The Hayareach. If you know about the Yareach, it's madin what the Yareach is, and that's really the smallest, one of the smallest of all the. And there's so many moons, the kochavim. Then you have like millions and millions and millions of kochavim. That's why they call it the Milky Way, right? So many kochavim. It's like white. Milk, it's white, and there's galaxies. Even if you don't know about Star Wars, there's all kinds of galaxies. And you think of the vastness of space. And if you don't, maybe it's good to take out a book and read it or look at the pictures. You ever see like a sky like with stars? Like it really blows your mind when you see. And you look at a telescope, and that's only the Milky Way, and then there's another galaxy. The Hagalgal, or the Haaretz, just the globe. The Asher Aleha, and then you start thinking about all the creations. Min Hadome, Matzumeach, V'Hachai, whether it's inorganic matter, right, or Tzumeach, seeds, how many seeds there are, how many animals there are. It really blows your mind. You could study nature and the world, and this is just Hashem's bruin, that he wants you to use this as a stepping stone to feel. When a person thinks, see, when you don't think about Hashem, you think about yourself. So you think about yourself, it's like you're looking in the wrong end of the telescope. Think about yourself, so you develop a sense of gaiva, because you're thinking what you can do, what you can accomplish, and how you do this. But if you turn the telescope around and you think and you take a walk and you think about Hashem, then all of a sudden you realize how puny you are, and it's very good exercise in being oker the gaiva. Yesh daylam yishehevin v'hiskil. You could spend. I was going to say years, but the truth is, if you focus on this, you can spend decades and decades and decades, right, studying the vastness of the physical universe he's talking about now. Kamosha Amar, and this is what the pasuk says: Magodlu Masecha Hashem Miromku Machshav Secha Ishbar Lo Yeda Uchsil Lo Yevin Azos. So again, the Chavis Havod is Shtikol Chiddush. Pashtus, you learn the pasuk is talking about what Hashem's intentions, why history is flowing a certain way, why things happen, why good things happen to bad people, bad things happen to good people. So we say, Magodlu Masech Hashem, or Omku Machosecha, deep, and we taka don't understand the reason for things. But in the context that the Chavis Halvavah says over the Pasuk, he apparently learned that it's Pasuk talking about nature, and it's talking about that point. Ishbar lo yiduch, so even as those, you have to really be misamek to appreciate and to understand the natural world. The Omar kolagoyin ka'ayin negdo, all the multitudes of people is like nothing. He's going to explain that in a moment. For Omar kol doyre arik koloch hashivin, b'chashi yizbonin hanovon hapikeach v'yachsu el b'nei odom. So you want to have a sense of vastness and how puny you are. So he says, you imagine all the people in the world, on the globe, got together and they all crowded into one place. So let's say they would take up, I don't know, whatever they would take up. Wouldn't be too much. taken up a couple of countries here in the Middle East. So they all crowded together. And so that's, for that, you would develop a sense of immenseness, if there's such a word. You would develop such a sense of vastness. And then the yachas adam al kadur ha'aretz. If you think of a person, then you have taka the whole globe. You have the whole world. The yachas ha'aretz al gagal ha'yareach. Gagal ha'yareach, I said, is the smallest of the bodies in heaven. And it's the earth. It's bigger than the earth, I guess. It's bigger. The moon is bigger than the earth. I guess so. He says it is. Then the galgal ha'yareach, the yachas galgal ha'elyon. You start thinking about the earth going around the sun, the vastness of the cosmos. B'kitzur, v'chal eilu biyachas liyicholus haborius ala elahem yachas v'lo erich. And when you start thinking about what the moon controls and what the stars control, and then we got the yicholus Hashem yisborach elahem liyachas v'lo erich. So again, we think it's partial like that, and it. You know, it is in a certain way, but if you don't think about it, then you develop gaiva. And if you think about it, it helps in your battle for another, for kniya. You realize how puny you are, how small you are. Bazira ki erich adam biyachas lecholos habori leichlum. Ozi kana belibo. You'll develop kniya. The yishba lefnei boro ka'omro. Now here, he brings on the second half of the pasuk, but really, I think the Chavis Halov is clearly wanted to bring down the first part, or maybe brought down, or intended that we should see the first part of the pasuk too, because the first part of the pasuk says, where we have Tehillim, Parakes, pasuk hay, Ki Eresh Shamecha, Maaseh Etzpa Osecha. That's the pasuk before the one he quotes. When you look at the skies, the heavens, Maaseh Etzpa Osecha, Yireach V'Chochavim Asher Kononto. Then comes this pasuk he brings down, Mo'enosh ki tizkerenu, uben adam kisif kedenu. So really, it's the pasuk that teaches us this fifth contemplation of the Chavis Halvavis, that you develop kniya. You look, it's Ferish pasuk. Yeresh Amecha, when I look at your heavens, Yereach l'chochavim, and you think about what they do, and what they control, and how big they are, and how vast they are, and how perfectly the system works, then you say, Mo'enosh kisif kerenu, uben adam kisif kedenu. Then the puzzle goes on to say, you shouldn't, when you feel small and puny with kniya, but you shouldn't get depressed. Not the chasreyu miat me'elokim. But Hashem gave us the ability to even rise above the malachim, right? To come ma'at me'elokim, v'chavod v'hador tatreyu. It's a tremendous responsibility. It's a tremendous. This is what we say on Yom Kippur. If you know Yom Kippur, after Kedusha, you have those series of statements: Asher Emosecha, v'yavisa sehila. It's beautiful, beautiful words. It's really, it describes the perfection and the beauty and the spirituality and the closeness to Hashem of the Tzvah Shemayim. That's Asher Emosecha, and there's very poetic descriptions of the Tzvah Shemayim and the Malachim and the Chayas HaKodesh and the Eish Milamala, and then we say the Avisa Sehila, and then we describe a person with Kniya. We describe Meglume Gush, I don't know by heart, but there's very poetic descriptions of the puniness of man. And that's who Hashem wants to heal him from. It's really, then you really feel a sense of embarrassment or a sense of pride, you know, good pride, a sense of responsibility to not disappoint Hashem, so to speak. That's what he says. So really, the psukim say that too. This pasuk that the Chavis Halov quotes, that Mo'enosh Yisus Gerenu, goes on to say, but look at you, but the Chasreyu Miat Me'elokim, you really, look at the position Hashem put you in. It's really mind-boggling. If you think about the entire cosmos and the entire universe, you look at it this way, and then you have the earth. If you ever see pictures of the puniness of the earth in the vast expanse of that, what we call outer space, the universe and the galaxies and all the different universes, really everything, maybe whatever names they give it, doesn't matter. You think of the globe, I think, you know, I'm doing the other end, the opposite of the Chavis HaLov. The Chavis HaLov starts from man, and then he works out. I'm saying if you start out, then you work down. If you imagine, I mean, the astronauts always remarked, when they went up to outer space, they always remarked how small they realized, like, what's the Earth already? It's like a joke. The Earth was like a dot in the middle of this huge... And then you think of a person, one person on the Earth. And the Eibishter, like, really tied in the whole creation to a person, to his actions, to his thoughts, to his deeds. It's but the chasayu miyat nehalukim b'chavod b'hador v'hador tatveyu tam shileyu b'masa yadecha kol shata tachas raglov. Everything's up to a person, and right, based on the nefesh achayim, not only the physical world is kafuf to a person, but the malachim and all the olamos ha'elyonim, like everything we see, if you would take the trouble to see it, and times it by millions. So it's really, this Perek Tehillim, Perek Ches, really does that to you. It like puts you down and then it picks you up. But then when you get picked up, you're doing it in the right way. So that's what the Chavis HaLevavot wants you to do. So you have to try it once, instead of just being satisfied with our childish conceptions of Hashem, but to think the way he thinks. Okay, that's what you have to do, and you'll develop kinnia thereby. Or you can go to the Niagara Falls. The truth is, when you go to these places, you do feel mystical. You feel small. You feel the smallness of man. The Hashishi, the sixth contemplation. What is the sixth thing? The Chavis HaLevavot really says you should learn Nach, go through Nach, Sefer Hashem, he calls it here. And you see constantly, if you are sensitive to it, you start to notice that a Baal Gaiva and Gavus Halev is almost a code word for a Rasha. It's a code word for an evil, bad person. And Gaiva is more than just Gaiva, right? And it's that you have to have things your way. It's self, in a certain way, it's right, the opposite of Avodas Hashem. It makes you the center of the universe rather than HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why the Psukim talk about V'rom Levavcha V'shachachos Hashem Alokecha, that the Baal Gaiva, the Toivas Hashem called Valev, is a pasuk. Valev, he does what he wants. He's the focus of existence. So, if you're sensitive to it, you see it as a constant theme throughout Tanakh. So that's the sixth thing he says. Kasha Yikra Sefer Hashem, the Yirik Goydel Oynish Hashem, the Iyuma Valbalei HaHesnasus, the HaHesparus, the Godel HaShkechosel, B'nechnomu V'anodim. You see how Hashem, how an honor finds favor in the eyes of Hashem. How the Baal Gaiva is detested by Hashem, and you work on not thinking that this is very interesting, but it has nothing to do with you. So to realize that this is a message to you, Hashem put it in Tanakh to be a message to all the people learning it. It's not just a description of what was, but it's real. So the Yikana V'Yashbel Atzmo. Ka'amru banchi agavus v'hagaiva, as the pasuk in Yeshayahu describes, Eine gavus ha'odom shofel, it'll be brought down low. v'shach, and it'll be broken, rum anoshim. V'nizkav Hashem levado b'yom ahu, ki yom Hashem tfakos al kol geya v'rom, al kol nisu v'sheifel. You see, the Chavilom is going to bring down psukim that, like out of nowhere, they attacked the Balgaiva. He didn't even do anything wrong. He didn't do an avera. That itself. V'yom v'shtei akitos ma'odin anovim Hashem ma'ashbru shom adayoretz. This we say every day in davening. So look at the contrast in the pasuk. The first half of the pasuk is anovim, and the second half is rishon. The omar ki rom Hashem v'shafol yirev. Hashem will be kindly disposed towards the shafol. He'll see in his sorrows. The omar banovim banovim yirshu oretz v'sangu al rov shalom. The Omar Yain Moshe Hashem Osi Lebaser Anovim Shlochani Lachvos to heal the Nishbrei Lei Vikro Lishvuyim Doror Blasurim Bekach Koach Likro Shmas Ratzon Hashem the Yom Nokom. So Hashem was looking for the Nishbrei Lei to be Chovish the Nishbrei Lei. The Omar Kichoma Ram Veniso Shachinad Vekodesh Mo Moram Vekodesh Eshkon Vestakol Shval Ruach. That's what Hashem searches out. To help and to make whole and to satisfy. V'amr l'fnei shever go'on, l'fnei chishalon go'var ruach. If you think about the Rishonim in history, Nebuchadnezzar, the way the Gemara describes him, Achashverosh, or even Haman, like Be'idah's Be'inav, L'shalach Yod, Mordechai Levado, didn't pass. So all the big Rishonim in the world, Hitler Yimach Shemayim. It goes hand in hand with Gaiva. And he's totally a megalomaniac, what they call it. Like that's an outpouring of the rishus. So you see that conscious. You have the anovim and the rishon / kavo alev. So when you realize this, you'll develop kniya. You don't want to be categorized with rishon. You don't want to have anything so detested by Hashem in you. So you'll work on your feel and you'll develop kniya. That's the sixth thing. Okay, we'll stop here.